This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to actually talk about some of the issues at the very front of consciousness right now, particularly the war in Afghanistan. The U.S. Role may be over, but it isn't really, because we just sent several thousand, at least 4,000 more troops back to Afghanistan. What is their mission exactly? And how long will that last? We will get to all of that. We will hear what President Biden had to say on that. We will also talk about the surprising breakdown in terms of the public response to the question of, is America really the greatest nation on God's green earth? You will be surprised to hear that no, it is not white people who are most likely to believe that. Not at all. We will get to that issue, the results of a YouGov poll. And we're also going to be speaking to Christopher Kalenda, who was an aide on Afghanistan and Afghanistan policy to four different four-star generals and to the Under Secretary of Defense of the United States in the Obama administration. Oh, how does he see this debacle that we're going through right now and what we can do about it? We will get to that. But first up, somebody who is very famous. He's not famous for foreign policy or for his policy points of view. He's famous for his ice cream. His name is Ben Cohen. I've mentioned before that we've been trying to get Ben on the air. He has a new book out called Above the Law, How Qualified Immunity Protects Violent Police. But we'll also talk about some of Ben's controversial activism regarding the state of Israel and a partial boycott of citizens of Israel and others who regarding the Ben and Jerry's company. Okay, Ben, first of all, thanks very much for joining us. I appreciate it. I know you have a busy schedule.
Michael, it's good to be back. I'm just sorry I'm not there with you in Seattle.
Well, so are we, because in the past you brought delicious ice cream to help make sure you got a sympathetic interview. On this,
yeah, a little butterfat greases the skids, don't you think?
Yes, well, that has led people, some of your critics, to say, well, what right do you have to talk about saving life when Ben & Jerry's ice cream, because of its unhealthful qualities, has created so many health problems all around the world? To which you say?
You're really not supposed to eat a pint for each meal of the day. It's supposed to be dessert. Eat it. Don't eat too much of it. That's all.
Okay, fair, and certainly good advice, not controversial. Your book, Above the Law, is controversial. It's called How Qualified Immunity Protects Violent Police. Do you believe right now at this moment that America has a problem with surging crime that would actually be helped by cracking down and punishing more vigorously police who get into trouble in violent confrontations?
Well, I think that police who abuse people and police who violate the law should be prosecuted. There were a lot of parts to that question, Michael, so you want to break it down?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
sure, I will. Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't mean to make it overly confusing, because we got a lot to talk about. But basically what I'm saying is, first of all, do you agree that we have a crime problem right now with surging crime in virtually every big city? That things are not getting better in terms of effective policing?
Yeah, I've heard that crime is up.
Okay. So given that, how does it help if right now businesses and individuals, families are in terrible fear of just random horrible incidents, the hate crimes have been committed against Asian Americans in New York City, for instance, just out of the blue. An old man is killed because he's just knocked down because he happened to be Thai American. With all of that going on, don't we need more support for police rather than more indignant criticism?
Well, one thing that we should understand is that police generally don't prevent crime. They investigate crimes when they do occur.
Well, yeah, but don't they prevent crime if there is somebody who's making a career out of robbing people or raping people or killing people by putting them away?
They need to investigate crimes that do occur, but you know, usually they're not preventing the actual crime from occurring.
Well, they are if they're arresting a career criminal and putting them away, aren't they?
Well, I'm all for that. I support that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, what exactly, if you can, could you explain how some of the reforms that you talk about in your book would help make Americans in general safer?
Well, I'm only talking about one reform in the book, and that is to abolish qualified immunity. Which is essentially a get-out-of-jail-free card for bad cops. I understand that the majority of cops are doing their best to do a good job.
Good.
But there are a bunch of cops that abuse their power.
Yes,
and
agreed.
There are some cops that have killed unarmed black people when it wasn't necessary to do that. And those cops need to be prosecuted, but the legal doctrine of qualified immunity essentially assumes that cops are not expected to know the law. And what that doctrine then goes on to say is that unless some other cop in the same jurisdiction has previously broken the same law in exactly the same situation, another cop is not expected to know that it's against the law. And I was always brought up that ignorance of the law is no excuse. All I'm saying is that that should be the case for cops as well.
Okay, the book is called Above the Law, How Qualified Immunity Protects Violent Police. I want to get to the other issue that's on the table. People hear the name Ben Cohen and Ben and Jerry's, and they immediately think of this controversial boycott and your response to it. Basically, what you argued in the New York Times on this issue about Israel and ice cream is that you're not anti-Semitic, you're not anti-Israel at all, you are just opposed to certain Israeli policies. Okay, let me ask you very directly, what policy change should Israel make specifically, not in general, but what specific policy change if they want to have access again for all Israeli citizens, not just those on the west side of the Jordan River, if they wanted to have access to Ben and Jerry's ice cream again?
Well, what we are protesting is Israel's treatment of Palestinians.
What specific policy? You said you're opposed to certain Israeli policies. Which ones?
Well, they're impoverishing an entire group of people.
Okay, if you compare what's going on in Gaza, which is entirely ruled by Palestinians, where there are no Israelis at all, they're vastly more impoverished than Palestinians, who are among the best educated and the most prosperous non-Gulf state Arabs in the world. Ben, if you want to hang on for just a moment, we can continue here on the MedVed Show. We'll be right back with Ben Cohen. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions. But we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, glad to continue the conversation with Ben Cohen, who's the co-founder of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. He has also been working for some years to amend the U.S. Constitution, and you can find out about those efforts at #GetMoneyOut. and get money out of politics, which is what he wants to do. Talking about the controversial protest gesture by Unilever, which is the parent company now of Ben & Jerry's, because you sold your company a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a public company, and it did get sold. I was trying to prevent that sale, but it did happen.
Okay, so this decision regarding Israel, which you defended in the New York Times, what you emphasized in the New York Times was that you are not opposed to the state of Israel. You were opposed to certain Israeli policies, but you never specified which ones. And that's what I was asking you about, was not what attitude you dislike or what piece of propaganda you have imbibed that you dislike. But if you had an access to the new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, and you said, look, if you can do one, two, three things, then all of a sudden you will get Ben & Jerry's back being manufactured in the West Bank, and people making ice cream and then being able to eat their ice cream freely. I'm not sure that Prime Minister Bennett would agree with you, but he might point out that the policies that you actually want to see implemented already are. For instance, you know that the only reason that people living on the West Bank haven't gotten a chance to vote is because they've suspended elections in the Palestinian Authority, which rules that entire area. They've suspended elections for 15 years now. Not the Israelis, Palestinians. Mahmoud Abbas is going into his 16th year of his original four-year term.
Yeah, you know, the issue that that the company is protesting is the continued Israeli occupation of these lands.
What does occupation mean? Let me just tell you, because I've traveled extensively in Israel, made many trips. My brother's lived in Israel for 35 years, raised his kids there. And when you talk about the occupation of these lands, have you ever visited any of the Israeli communities over the Green Line? I'm thinking of Male Adumim, which is a town of about 50,000 people. It has been there. People have built homes. They have not seized any private land whatsoever. It was government-owned land under Jordan, which owned it before. It was never owned by any state of Palestine, because there never was any state of Palestine. It was occupied Jordanian land. And Israel isn't occupying it. They never confiscated it. And as a matter of fact, there are all kinds of Palestinian people who live right nearby and work in towns like Ariel or Male Adumim and some of these Israeli communities that have flourished there for a long time. Have you ever been there?
I have not personally been there. There's other people up from our company and the Ben & Jerry's board that have visited.
Right. Can I suggest to you, honest to God, Ben, and I mean this in good faith, and go on a visit the various parts of the Palestinian Authority where 90% of the Palestinian people who live in the so-called West Bank live under total Palestinian control. The police department, the fire department, the housing, the schools, it's all Palestinian. They're not being run by Israel. They're not being occupied by Israel. That was part of what happened in the Oslo Accords in 1993. And there's actually been some pretty good security cooperation between the Palestinian Authority and Israel that's greatly reduced terrorism against Palestinians by Palestinians and against Israelis by Palestinians.
My understanding is that the occupied territories have an incredibly high rate of poverty, unemployment over 40%,
In Gaza, that's true. Gaza has zero Israeli control of anything. Gaza's completely controlled. What Israel did is they did what you appear to want, which was there were seven major settlements in Gaza in which Israeli Jewish people had come in and built communities out of nothing on empty sand dunes. And all those people were basically driven out by the Israeli army. They were compensated for what they had built, but they were driven out of Gaza because the Palestinians living in Gaza didn't want any Jewish communities there. So, boom, they left. And what has happened in Gaza since they left is really horrible and depressing. And that's where you will find abject poverty, where it can't compare to what you'll see in the West Bank. And if you go to towns like Ramallah or Nablus or any of the major Israeli towns, you'll see all kinds of cranes, construction going on. We toured a housing development called Rawai, which is a upscale housing development in the Palestinian Authority area that is being sold for both secular and religious Muslim Palestinians. So, again, when you talk about occupation, you've heard the term refugee camp. Israel doesn't put people in refugee camps. You know who does? The UN. And they put them there because they provide all kinds of money if people stay in a so-called refugee camp instead of actually finding a place to settle that you'd be less dependent.
So, are you saying that the Palestinians are happy with the current situation?
No, of course not. But what I am saying is that that when they have done polling, there is a Palestinian pollster called Kashiki who actually was more active before he was punished by some of the thugs and terrorists in that part of the world who broke both his arms. But he's okay. But he has taken a poll of people living throughout the Palestinian territories and the Palestinian Authority and asked, would you take Israeli citizenship if you could get it? And most of them said yes. A majority. Please, Ben, do me a favor and honestly, try to investigate it. And again, you can travel, and travel is broadening. If you actually go see this, talk to people on the ground, you might get a different perspective. His new book is called Above the Law, How Qualified Immunity Protects Violent Police. Ben Cohen, appreciate your coming on, and I did want to speak to you about this. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 5,200 U.S. troops are now involved in the airport evacuation efforts in Kabul, Afghanistan.
as far as how many Americans are still in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says he doesn't know.
I don't know. The State Department would be a better place to go for an estimate of how many Americans are in Afghanistan or in and around Kabul. That is not a figure that the United States military would know. And I think, as you also know, not every American citizen in another country, that there's no obligation that they register their presence.
A Washington, D.C. bomb threat suspect who shut down a wide area around Capitol Hill has surrendered. The man was holed up for hours in a black pickup near the Library of Congress. He's said to be an anti-government extremist from North Carolina. He was live streaming on Facebook as police negotiated his surrender. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a number of questions. There are a number of questions that are raised in a very hard-hitting piece from the Morning Jolt. That's Tom Garrity at National Review. Jim Garrity, excuse me. I knew someone named Tom Garrity in college. That's why I end up substituting the wrong name. Thank you for correcting me, Jeremy. Okay, so Jim Garrity writes three parts on America's crisis of competence. And he talks about the crisis of competence part one, involving the Taliban, the crisis of competence part two, involving the handling of the coronavirus, and actually trying desperately, as we need to do, to bring people together on this. And not to give too much credibility to people like the crazy blonde guy with dreadlocks who was screaming and shouting about Nazis. By the way, later in that same presentation, and we could have played it, but it's just he and his followers there in the San Diego Board of Supervisors were shouting out, Heil Fauci, Heil Fauci. Which, again, you may not like Dr. Fauci, you may disagree with some of his approaches to public health, you may think he has an exaggerated reputation. I think if you actually look at his professional record, it's pretty impressive. But, Heil Fauci? That he actually is a little Hitler, is he? 1-800-955-1776. Then part three on America's crisis of competence that Jim Garrity is writing about has to do with, where's Joe? That's what that crazy guy, Ray Rosenberry, was actually screaming about today in his car after he had scattered money on the floor and as he was threatening to blow up the Capitol building and the Library of Congress and 2.5 blocks of American government buildings. In any event, Garrity writes, Joe Biden is technically still president of the United States, but it's fair to wonder what he does in that role all day. After not being seen at all for 4 days, other than in a photo his staff tweeted out, Biden read a 20-minute speech off a teleprompter Monday afternoon and took no questions. He immediately returned to Camp David. He had no events on his schedule Tuesday. None. The return to Camp David, that was after his great epic speech of Afghanistan, clearly the most critical moment of his presidency so far. And one of the real turning points in American history and American foreign policy. I think a number of experts who have looked at this and written about this would say this counts as one of the biggest disasters in the history of American foreign policy and its handling and otherwise. So where was Joe? Yesterday, and he's writing about Wednesday, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that the president had not spoken with any foreign leaders since the fall of Kabul. Late Tuesday night, the White House announced that Biden had spoken to Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom. According to the White House website, that was Biden's first interaction with a foreign leader since August 9th, that's 10 days ago, when he spoke with Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga of Japan to, quote, commend him on Japan's successful hosting of the Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. Biden is supposed to sit down for an interview with George Stephanopoulos on Wednesday. He already has. We'll play you the results of that. And in the one public appearance on his schedule on that day, he was set to give remarks on the COVID-19 response and the vaccination program, and basically the announcement that they were going to begin pushing booster vaccines, which appear to be, according to all honest and sane sources, a very worthwhile investment to give people further protection. Biden, what is Biden doing when we can't see him? Garrity asks. And is that a reasonable question? And this goes to one of the essential failings of the entire handling of this Afghanistan matter. One of the things he should have been doing is meeting with members of Congress, meeting with members of the military, a lot of them, and actually considering putting some kind of policy together other than this instinctive and childish idea of let's go home. And obviously he was reading the polls where they asked people, do you think it was worthwhile to go into Afghanistan? And people overwhelmingly said no. And do you think that we ought to stay there even one day longer? And people overwhelmingly said no. So he thought what he did, at one point he may have believed it'll be very popular. People love it. They say, we want to go home, so we're going to bring all the American troops home. The fact is, there is now a new poll, and it's amazing. It shows that the American people are paying attention to the disasters that are happening in Afghanistan, and they seem to have changed their approach very dramatically. Do Americans think this is according to a YouGov America poll released yesterday? Do Americans think the U.S. made a mistake by recently withdrawing troops from Afghanistan? Among all U.S. adults, 33% say yes, only 36% say no. Among Republicans, 54% say yes, 22% say no. But there's more, which is truly astonishing when you look at it. They asked people in this YouGov poll, do you think that America should send combat troops back into Afghanistan to fight the Taliban? Okay, 54% of Republicans said yep. 50% of all Americans said yep. Even among Democrats, it was 53% said yep, send troops back into Afghanistan to fight the Taliban. And then they asked, would it have been worth it for the United States to leave troops in Afghanistan for another year? 51% of all Americans agree. Only 32% disagree. Among Republicans, it's even higher. So, again, not only was Biden wrong with the intelligence he received about what would happen in Afghanistan when we withdrew. When we left Bagram Air Base, as Ben Sasse made clear, we left in the middle of the night without informing our allies, just abandoned it. And people knew that they were talking about withdrawing American forces from Afghanistan, but Bagram Air Force Base was such a valuable resource that we had poured so much money into. This is madness. And it's an extraordinary development. And what really does surprise me is that when you look at this poll and all of the details, the differences between Republicans and Democrats aren't that great. Do you want America to send combat troops back into Afghanistan? 53% of Democrats, yes. 54% of Republicans, yes. And then this idea that would it have been worth it for the United States to leave troops in Afghanistan for another year? Republicans, 59% yes. Democrats, 54% yes. By the way, consistently, people who are independent seem to be less committed to a different course in the war. They just don't know, because they have large numbers of people who say, just don't know. Partially that's because independents have less information and less commitment to political issues generally. We'll be right back.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Michael Medved Show. This came in from William, and I know he's speaking for a lot of people who think about this. He says, from Yuba City, California, William says, Michael, could Afghanistan be a prelude to the 25th Amendment? Just thinking about it. The 25th Amendment allows the president's cabinet and the vice president and ultimately the Congress to remove a president from office because he's incapacitated. And basically what they had in mind when they adopted the 25th Amendment, which was in the 1960s, they adopted it because people had wondered what would have happened if John Kennedy had been shot in the head and was alive, but incapacitated. Was there any way for Lyndon Johnson to take over? Well, the 25th Amendment allows that. If the president is sick or he's injured or he's in the hospital, he can take the initiative and sign over temporarily all the executive powers to his vice president. But to remove a president who wants to hold on to power, you need to get first the approval of the vice president herself. Then you need to get the approval of one half the cabinet. What do you think the chances are of that? As long as Joe Biden can stand up and read a teleprompter, those chances are nil. I mean, and of course he's capable of more than that. He I think that a lot of the concerns about Joe Biden and his cognitive disability are overdrawn, but one of the things that is so fascinating here is he sold himself as somebody who had all this experience. He was a foreign policy expert. And to get this so terribly wrong, it does raise questions. And it must raise questions if Joe Biden has any self-consciousness at all. He must be asking himself, how could I have done this? And what do I need to do to get out and correct it? We'll be speaking to a former Undersecretary of Defense about that, who's also a retired Army colonel, Christopher Kalenda, that coming up on the Medved Show. Okay, I've mentioned several times the now famous interview with George Stephanopoulos asking some pretty tough questions of President Biden. here's what some of that sounded like. Let's go to question A.
Back in July, you said a Taliban takeover was highly unlikely. Was the intelligence wrong, or did you downplay it?
There was no consensus. You go back and look at the intelligence reports. They said that it was more likely to be sometime by the end of the year.
You didn't put a timeline out when you said it was highly unlikely. You just said flat out it's highly unlikely the Taliban would take over.
Yeah. Well, the question was whether or not the idea that the Taliban would take over was premised on the notion that somehow the 300,000 troops we had trained and equipped was going to just collapse. They were going to give up. I don't think anybody anticipated that.
Really. Senator McConnell said it was predictable the Taliban was going to take over.
Well, by the end of the year, he said that that was a real possibility. But no one said it was going to take over then when it was being asked.
Okay. And then Stephanopoulos brings up something that is undeniably true and that President Biden has a tough time explaining. This is number B.
When you look at what's happened over the last week, was it a failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Look, I don't think it was a failure. Look, it was a simple choice, George. When the Taliban, let me back it, put it another way. When you had the government of Afghanistan, the leader of that government, getting in a plane and taking off and going to another country, when you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off. That was, you know, that's what happened. That's simply what happened. So the question was, in the beginning, the threshold question was, do we commit to leave within the time frame was set, we extended it to September 1st, or do we put significantly more troops in? I hear people say, well, you had 2,500 folks in there and nothing was happening. You know, there wasn't any war. But guess what? The fact was that the reason it wasn't happening is the last president negotiated a year earlier that he'd be out by May 1st and that in return there'd be no attack on American forces. That's what was done. That's why nothing was happening. But the idea, if I had said, I had a simple choice. If I had said, we're going to stay, then we better be prepared to put a whole hell of a lot more troops in.
Okay, again, this is a phony choice, as Ben Sass and so many others have maintained. The idea of, well, you either have to get all the troops out and get all of American presence and influence out, or you have to put in hundreds of thousands more. One of the points that was made today is that people talk about fighting season. They didn't have to hold on for months and months and months. Wintertime is coming, and it is. In Afghanistan, it comes early. It's a very cold country in the winter, and the Taliban go home during the winter season. That's why they talk about fighting season. So when Joe Biden basically announced, we're getting out, and we're getting out at the height of fighting season, that's the most dangerous time to possibly leave. And then there is this, it is clip C, about what the generals wanted. Listen.
Our military advisors warned against withdrawing on this timeline. They wanted you to keep about 2,500 troops.
No, they didn't. It was split. That wasn't true. That wasn't true.
They didn't tell you that they wanted troops to stay?
No, not in terms of whether we were going to get out in a time frame all troops. They didn't argue against that.
So no one told your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No, no one said that to me that I can recall. Look, George, the reason why it's been stable for a year is because the last president said, we're leaving. And here's the deal I want to make with you, Taliban. We're agreeing to leave if you agree not to attack us between now and the time we leave on May the 1st. Less than 2 months after I was elected to office, I was sworn in, all of a sudden, I have a May 1 deadline. I have a May 1 deadline. I got one of two choices. Do I say we're staying? And do you think we would not have to put a hell of a lot more troops? We had tens of thousands of troops there before. Tens of thousands. Do you think we would have just said no problem? don't worry about it. We're not going to attack anybody. We're okay. In the meantime, the Taliban was taking territory all throughout the country in the north and down in the south in the Pashtun area.
Okay. This idea that poor Joe was handed the Trump agreement and had nothing to do except send more troops. Mike Pence wrote about that very effectively. And again, that the Trump agreement never saw that there would be a rapid takeover or a full and complete withdrawal without the Taliban keeping their agreement. And that's partially what even Joe Biden and that muddled answer there. What he was saying was that, well, the Taliban started attacking before May 1st. That's true. They did. And so they had already breached the agreement that had been reached. And in order to keep things at least stable without allowing a full Taliban takeover of the country, see, what people don't understand is that the Afghan government has lots of problems, not a great government. They couldn't even settle a presidential election reasonably. A lot of people think that's true in America, too. But the idea that you are going to make clear to them that we are getting out no matter what, no matter how much our allies, who we've been fighting alongside them for 20 years, and they have lost literally hundreds of thousands of people in that fight. And the United States, yes, lost a little under 3,000 people, which is a terrible, terrible tragedy. But given the fact that what was at stake in terms of control of this country in a very, very volatile spot in the world, the impact on Pakistan, the impact on our relationship with China, the impact on our whole credibility around the world, especially with a mumbling interview like this and bumbling interview like this, we'll get to more of it because there is much more. And it's concerning and deeply concerning for everyone who cares about the future of what remains this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.